This call is being recorded.
Mani Padme Om. Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
You sound so funny here, Cynthia. Doing the Om Mani Padme Om right next to me here. That is really wonderful, though, that you would do that, that you would be a part of this with us. And be such an expression with us.
Oh,
we
you.
So love you, dear sister.
You
have been with us from the beginning, you
yes.
might say, here.
Yes.
Of course, what was the beginning when you really look at this?
Well,
but it's been a few years, has it not?
Oh, yeah.
And all of you, we so love to be able to be here with you and to have these wonderful times where we can join together and be comrades. That is not a good word these days, is it, for your socialism and things that are coming out here. So we will stay away from that particular type of word here. But please understand that we are so looking forward to this next year. It is going to be miraculous in so many ways. But we are not going to spoil the surprise for you, even though you might want us to. We are not going to give predictions as you might think we would give predictions. But as you know, we are not in that is not our job. We are not here to give predictions.
No.
We are here to assist and guide you and nudge you along the way to bring you to the next level of your being, to the next level of consciousness that each and every one of you can reach and are reaching at this point now. Many of you are moving ahead very fast, and you may not even realize that you are, because this particular year that you have been in, this 2020, the year that you would all like to forget about, we are sure, this was a year, a tremendous year in many respects. It caused many of you to go deeper within yourself, did it not?
Yes.
And that was wonderful that you could do that. And it took the situation that developed around the your so-called pandemic and all of this, of course, and you all know that was not a pandemic. You are aware of that, right?
Yes.
And it is so wonderful, though, that you were able to find yourselves more, to like we say, to go inside yourselves, to become more centered, to have more time with yourself. And that was important for you because it gave you a chance to pause. It gave you a chance to be able to let go a little bit. And many things did happen in this past year. Many, many things occurred. Many things, and we know, again, that you would like to forget about, but please understand what did happen. Look at all the beginnings of the truth that began to come out here. More coming out to be revealed. Many things around your election and all of this. This was all part of the plan. All of it. Nothing was left to chance here. And you know there are no coincidences. We say this many, many times. Everything is exactly as it needs to be. Everything is part of the greater plan. And, of course, everything is being orchestrated. And we tell you that many, 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 many times. But we also know that you hear all of these things that we all say, and you say it sounds wonderful, but when is it really going to happen? When are these things really going to be? When are they really going to land here? When is the financial system really going to change? When are we going to get all these millions and millions and millions of dollars coming from out of nowhere? Well, you are not going to get millions and millions and millions of dollars coming out of nowhere. And they are not quite ready to land yet. But it is coming. And we're not going to use the term soon. Don't worry. Not soon. Someday, maybe. We'll use someday here. Would that work better?
All right.
But please understand that everything is moving rapidly. And from our point of view, it is actually quite rapid. From your point of view, maybe not so much. But you are moving ahead and you are having those, what many of you call those downloads over and over, coming from all different sources that you are receiving these downloads from. And these downloads are bringing energy to you, and that energy is actually working on your DNA processes. It is adding to your DNA. It is shifting and changing your cellular structure to a more crystalline structure. All of these things you have been hearing, but you say, but one who serves, or Saint Germain, or Sananda, or whoever it is, where is the proof? We want the proof. Well, the proof is within you. It has always been within you. It is not with us. It is not with your president or your government or any of this. It has always been with you, within you. The proof is within you. You, again, are the savior for yourselves. You do not need to wait for anyone to come to your aid, come to save you. No one is going to come to save you, but everyone is here to help you. And there is a huge difference in that. And that is the process that is happening and has been happening this entire year, bringing you to the point. And you might say, yes, it's bringing us to the point of destruction, of bringing us to the brink. And we would say to you, yes, it may appear that it is bringing you to the brink. It is bringing you to the edge. But it is the edge that we have talked about for some time now, when you are ready to walk off the precipice. We said this long ago, and it is so much so now, the precipice. The precipice is right there in front of you, and many of you are either ready or close to being ready to walk off of that precipice. And what is the precipice? It is ascension. It is pure ascension, ascending from this three-dimensional consciousness, this illusionary consciousness, into the higher vibrational frequencies of the higher fourth and fifth dimension. And many of you will go right from the third to the fifth. You will skip the fourth. That is what you are all being prepared for. When we say all, we are talking about all of you that are on this call. We are talking about all of you that will resonate with these words. It is important that you understand that. You have been told that you are being prepared for the first wave of ascension. That is what this is about. That is what this group is about. That is what the many, many groups across the planet are about, getting you ready for this, preparing you for this. But it is, again, it is not us that are preparing you. We are assisting, we are nudging, we are helping, but it is your higher selves that are in the command seat, you might say. They are the ones that are operating, they are the ones that are working to assist you and working to bring about the changes that are happening within you. But they being your higher selves, cannot do it without you. You must make the decision. You must agree. You must go along with it. You must listen to that small, wee inner voice that is just whispering to you and saying, it is time. It is time now to go deeper within yourself. It is time to have faith. It is time to let go of all of the turmoil and the destruction and the consternation that is happening outside of yourself, and go more deeply within. That is what this entire year has been about and preparing you for. And what is it preparing you for? Again, yes, ascension. But in order to have your full ascension, you must first go through this transition that you are moving through. And this transition this year and this next year is going to be even a bigger part of this transition. It is going to take you to the next level of your being, if you allow it. And many of you, as we look at your situation from our point of view, we can see that many of you are certainly ready for this. You are ready to take that next step, that next leap, you might say. A leap of faith, yes. It is a leap of faith in many respects, because many of your brethren, your brothers and sisters, first of all, they know not anything of what we are speaking of. They are yet still asleep, and they are still wallowing in the third dimensional illusion that is holding them back from their own personal ascension. But they are also being prepared by their higher selves to get ready. They are getting ready to have that awakening call that you all received at various points in your life here and have been working on for many lifetimes here, over and over and over. And you come here to this time, and this is that what we would call the linchpin lifetime for you. This is the one where you go one way or you go the other. And of course, all of you that are resonating to these words have made that decision with your higher self to go along to the next higher level of vibration, to the higher density, to the higher dimension, the fifth dimension. And you are all in that process of doing so. So we want you now to look back. We want you to look back at this year you have just gone through, the most horrendous year you can possibly remember for many of you. But think about this for a second. Yes, it was difficult for those of you that are on this call and those of you that resonate to these words. It was very difficult for many of you. But think about what it has been like for people in past lifetimes, where they have had to go through what they would really consider hell on earth, where they had to go through wars and plagues. Yes, thank you, Cynthia, and many other calamities and destruction that came upon them, where they woke up every morning not knowing if they would even be able to wake up that morning or make it through to the end of that day. Can you imagine what that would be like? But we would also say that many of you, if not all of you, have had those lifetimes. You have all experienced that at one time or another. So this lifetime was not meant for you to be in that dire straits for this life. This lifetime was meant for you to be able to move more fully and deeply within yourself and not have to worry so much about survival. Some of you at some times may have had that concern in this life, but for the most part, you haven't. Most of you have had a fairly, we hate to use the term easy, but somewhat easy life for many of you. Some, you might say, no, it wasn't so easy for us. Maybe easy for you. You might say that from where you're looking, but not for us. But again, look at the comparison here. Look at where you have come from. And in this year, look at what you have gone through, what you have made it through. And you are the ones that are standing up. You are standing up for freedom. All of you are standing up for freedom and saying, no more, no more. We are not going to take this anymore. We are going to fight. And not fight in terms of battle, in terms of war or anything of this nature, but fight with the sword of light, with the sword of truth. That is what you are all about here. And that is what you have been working on this year in your attempts to go against the public flow, where they are all saying, wear a mask. Be safe at home. That's what many of them said, be safe at home. We know that James started hating that phrase, be safe at home. You can be safe wherever you are. You are safe within yourself at all times. You do not need to worry about anyone else saying, be safe. And where they said you had to wear masks, or you had to do this 6-foot distance thing, or whatever it is. And what is that all about? It is all about separation. Yeah. That's all it is. Separation, and as some have said, muzzling you, keeping you from speaking out your truth. That is what it is. It is a meme. It is a way to gain control. And that is what they being the cabal, the Illuminati, the deep state, whatever you want to call them. We call them the dark forces. The dark forces have been working on doing this for quite some time, for many thousands and even hundreds of thousands of years here. They have been working on this. And this is the culmination. This is where it is all coming down to. And what you have seen and still may see somewhat of in this next beginning of this next year, where they pull what you call pull out all the stops, where they do everything they can. They dive deep, deep down into their playbook and try to find one last thing that will work, one last false flag, or whatever it might be. And they are going to attempt to do that. But there is the other side. There are the forces of light that are fighting against this and doing everything they can to keep the earth and the people here on the earth moving along and not having to worry about destruction and these types of things. There will be no plague. There will be no nuclear war. We have been telling you this for some time. It will not happen. What you have just gone through is not a plague. What you have gone through is not a pandemic. It is not even an epidemic here. It is a controlled process that they have put upon you. Some call it a hoax. It is not quite a hoax because there is indeed a virus there, you might call it, something that can affect some people. But for the most part, it is nothing to be that concerned about. Now, someone who has gotten sick from this or something would differ for that. They would say, well, that's not true. We got sick from it or whatever it might be. But it is not what your media, your mass media has been telling you over and over, programming into you over and over that you are sick or that you must separate yourself from your loved ones. Can you imagine separating yourself from your loved ones? That's what happened in Germany. That's what happened in the Nazi regime, did it not?
Yeah.
That is what they're attempting to do again. You cannot allow that. When we say you each and every one of you have a voice. Even though you don't speak out on the media or anything of this nature, you have a voice. Every thought that you have goes out. It goes beyond what the media can reach. It goes out to the collective whole of consciousness here on the planet. Every single thought that you have reaches out and can be grabbed up by anyone. And if you send those thoughts out, you combat the forces of darkness and what they are attempting to do. You can overcome the programming with programming of your own, you see?
Yes.
They are doing it. Why can't you do it? And you are doing it. And that is what we have been working on doing. Whenever you say believing is seeing, you are programming the collective whole. Whenever you say everything is being orchestrated, you are programming the collective whole. Whenever you say go with the flow, you are programming the collective whole. You see how this works?
Yeah.
They have known this. They use it in terms of black magic. You can use it in terms of white magic if you want to look at it that way. But it is all the same. It is all science. All of this is science. It is not magic. It is not miracles. It is simply science, metaphysical science in many respects, but it is science, and it is taking you along here and moving you to the point where you are coming to the edge, coming to, as we say, the precipice, coming to the crescendo that Sananda has spoken of several times, or the finish line. He also likes to speak of the finish line. And that finish line is there. If you look deeply enough, if you go deep within yourself, you can see that finish line for yourself. Not for everyone necessarily, but for yourself. It is there. You just simply have to reach out and go the extra mile, you might say. Just keep going, keep going, keep going. Do not let yourself fall back, even though at times it seems like, what's the use? Many of you say that. We hear you say that. What's the use? We can't do this anymore. We don't want to do this anymore. Take us away. Take us off of this planet. Just beam me up, Scotty. You say all of these things, you see, because you are tired of this. But you all know that you came here to do this. Every single one of you volunteered to be here and go through this evolutionary process and to raise consciousness here on this planet. That is what you came here to do. That is your mission as the light workers and light warriors here. That is your mission. That is what you came here to do, and you are doing it. Each and every one of you are doing it in your own way. You may think, what am I doing? I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting there. I'm watching TV, or I'm watching the news, or whatever it might be. But you may be doing that, but then again, you have a thought. And again, that thought goes out. Every time you have a positive thought, every time you have a thought about someone else, every time you have a compassionate thought or a heartfelt thought, that thought goes out to the collective. And that is how everything is changing. Now, you look at what is coming in this next year. And you say, this next year has to be better than this past one. And yes, in many respects, almost in all respects, it will be. Without giving predictions, remember, we only speak in terms of possibility and probability. That is all we do. We are not here to psychically predict that this one is going to meet that one, or you're going to meet somehow you're going to get together with your twin flame or anything of this nature. We are not about doing that, but we are about helping you realize the potential that you all have to come to the next stage of your evolution, to take a quantum leap. And this next year can be that quantum leap. For many of you, this could be it. Not saying it is going to be the event or the solar flash, but again, that is very possible that it could be this year. Many things are indicating now that it is leading to that, that that is a strong, very strong possibility. But even leading up to that will be many, many energy waves coming into this planet, just as they have been, just as the huge wave that came in on your December 21st, when the Stargate opened and the planets aligned, that they have not been aligned in hundreds and in some cases thousands of years before. And here it is now, and you are in that alignment. You have begun. This is the beginning of the Aquarian Age. It did not happen when the moon and the when the moon the moon in the seventh house. Well, that is not quite accurate, but it did happen when Jupiter and Saturn had their conjunction and the Stargate was opened. Okay. That was the beginning of this Aquarian Age. You are in it. You are in it now. You have left the Piscean Age behind now, the Aquarian Age. And everything that the forces of darkness are doing is to hold this back. Have been doing and are still attempting to do. It is not about what they say. It has nothing to do with the virus whatsoever. It has to do with control. It has to do with, in some respects, they are still going to attempt to block the sun. Can you imagine blocking the sun? And they are going to attempt to that. They have been attempting to do that. But that is, again, all about holding back ascension. They have known about ascension for thousands of years, working up to this point. And they have done everything that they can to hold it back. but they cannot hold it back. Just as you cannot hold back a tidal wave, can you?
No.
Can anybody hold back a tidal wave?
No.
Well, this is a tidal wave that is coming to this planet. And many, many waves previous to that have been coming and are still going to come. And they cannot hold these back. It is almost, again, like if you take water pipes and you put little pinholes in those water pipes. Well, in the beginning, they can plug those little holes up. They can put rags in or whatever it might be and plug them up. But if you keep putting more and more and more holes into it, eventually the water is going to come out everywhere. And that is what is happening. The truth is coming out in every direction now, every direction from many different sources. And your election process is just a part of this, a part of this great revealing that is going to be revealed in so many ways, in so many more, from so many more sources. But that will lead to the bigger announcements, the bigger revealings that are coming. And one, by the way, is coming very soon here. You have heard this before from Saint Germain. You have heard this from other sources. And there is a rather large announcement that is imminent here. But we cannot say exactly when or what that is, for as you know, we don't spoil surprises for you. But it is coming, and it is going to be something that is going to take this country, at least in the beginning, by storm, but eventually the world by storm here. Because this is a world process here, a planetary process. This is not a country. This is not just the United States of America. This is an entire planet that this process, this awakening process is happening. And it is taking you to the next level, where everything is going to come forward here. Everything is imminent in many respects to be turned over. You are going to see many different things be flipped on their heads, you might say. Where you have heard before, no rock shall be unturned, that is what is going to happen. And it is moving very fast in that direction now, revealing after revealing after revealing. For those of you, just think about this for a moment. Several years ago, when you were going on your internet and you were looking for sources of these types of information, and you could find some. If you really looked, you could find it. It was there and all of that. But you would look at a few websites and that was it. That was it. If you were going to attempt to do that all day long, it ran out pretty quickly.
Right.
But now, if you attempt to do that now, there are so many sources that are revealing the truth.
Yes.
For those that have eyes to see, ears to hear, the truth is there. The truth has always been there. In the X-Files, the truth is out there, as James likes to say many times. It is there. And all of you can find it, have been finding it as we look here. And that is important because, again, it is about programming. And, again, you are programming the collective whole here with your thoughts. Positive thoughts create positive outcome within the collective. Negative thoughts create negative outcome within the collective. It is that simple. It is an attraction process. That's all it is. Again, it is not miraculous. It is not miracles. It is science. And if you begin to understand that, like the forces of darkness understand it, that it is programming, and they have been programming you for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, then you can undo that programming. You can use the violet flame, as Saint Germain has done many times with this group. You can use the violet flame to purge out all that programming. It works. It really does work. Even if you don't think it does, you know, if you look at it and say, well, nothing happened. Well, yes, it did. It did, because your very thoughts make it happen. That is what you have to come to understand, that everything makes something happen. There is a cause and effect of everything. And when you really begin to realize that, and you really begin to understand that believing anything that you believe, you really can see. Anything that you believe, you really can create. It is right there. You have the creative ability within you. That is the God creative ability within all of you. It is not for just a few. It is not just for one. It is, was not just certainly for Yeshua. It is for everyone. All of these things I do, and so can ye do also. That is what he said. That is what he meant. All of you have the ability. You have the ability to heal yourselves. You have the ability to assist and heal others. All of this. It is just your doubt that holds you back. Your doubt is what keeps you from moving forward and doing those things that you already know how to do. And why do we say you already know how to do it? Because you've done it all before. You've all done these things before. Before you came into this evolution, before you allowed yourselves to drop down in vibration purposefully, to go from fifth dimension or sixth or seventh or sometimes 11th, 12th, 13th and higher dimension, and you let yourself fall all the way down to the third dimension and this illusion. And then you hear these words and you say, well, why the hell did I do that? You see? But you did. You did do it because it was important for you to do it. You volunteered. And now you are at that point when, again, in this next year, all these things are being revealed, beginning to be revealed more and more. And there will be an avalanche. And I say here again, an avalanche of revealing of truth that is coming forward. It is going to start in this week that you are coming into now and is going to continue on and on and on throughout this next year. This is the year of revealing. This is that year that you, many of you have been waiting for, waiting to be given the truth, waiting for that. And that is so important that you have allowed yourself to get to this point and be here in this now moment. And why we say now moment, that is so important because it is the now moment that brings you to the next moment and the next moment and the next moment. And again, if you have those positive thoughts in each and every moment, you create a positive outcome. You create a positive outcome for yourself, a positive life for yourself, a positive reality for yourself, and at the same time, you allow for a positive reality to occur in the collective consciousness of this entire planet. So, let yourselves be, people. Let yourselves go. Let it be the way it is going to be here. It is going to be wonderful. We're going to turn this over now to Saint Germain, who wishes to come in and share with you a little bit here. And then we think that there is going to be another one that is, he just needs to come in again here. So we don't need to say more about him right now. He says enough about himself. So anyway. We are going to release here and maybe we be back, meaning this one or another here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we do this, can this one have some water here, please?
Of course.
Needs to have a sip of water.
Yeah. Yeah, John,
okay. How do you do this?
Did you get a drink?
Where?
I just opened it.
Here you go, sweetie.
I gave it to him open.
Okay. And I am your Saint Germain. And as always, it is a pleasure and a wonder to be able to be here with you and be able to share and have these times where we can bring our understanding to you. And as you know, many times I, as Saint Germain, have been with this group and been with many, many groups, especially in this particular country, in your United States of America. For as you know, I had a great deal to do with the founding of this country. I was the one that was in the background. I was the one who was overlighting many of those of the founding fathers. And even during the Declaration of Independence and the signing of that, I was the one who nudged, very strongly I would say, nudged those that were in attendance there to put their names down on that document, for many of them were afraid of doing that. Just as many of you and many of your brothers and sisters are afraid of speaking out now. It is very similar to that. It is almost at this time now where you have that Declaration of Independence right there in front of you. You have the Constitution right there in front of you. And all you need to do, you being the collective you, need to speak out your truth, speak out and be ready to fight for your rights, fight for your sovereignty, fight for your freedom, just as your forefathers did. They knew when they put their signature on that paper, on that piece of paper, they knew what that could mean. Many of them were frightened to do so, but they did it, even knowing that it could lead to their death or even the death of their families. But they did it because they saw a greater truth. They saw a greater freedom ahead. But they knew it, even though it was for this country, they knew eventually that this democracy, or even more so, this republic would reach out to the entire planet. And that's what this is all about now. All of you are in the process now of speaking out as one who serves with so eloquently giving that every time you have a thought, that thought goes out. So have positive thoughts, have thoughts of not backing down, have thoughts of fighting on, have thoughts of truth. And that will overcome the negative thoughts that are being programmed also into the collective consciousness of man by those forces of darkness. For again, they understand black magic. They understand what it takes to control the population. And they have been doing everything that they can to do that. But you are standing in their way. Just as those that signed that declaration were standing in the way of freedom for this country. They were standing in the way. They were standing in the way of those of the British soldiers that wanted to take over and or keep what they had. But those of the fathers, the founding fathers, knew that they had to move on. They had to fight for their freedom. And you now are in that process of doing so as well. So as this next year evolves, slowly as it evolves into the beginning weeks and months of this next year, do not fall back. Do not allow yourselves to fall back. Reach out again with those positive thoughts, with those ideas that you will not capitulate. You will not go gently into the night and will continue to fight. Fight again with the sword of truth. Show your truth. Share your truth. Share your light. Share the violet flame with all that you know that could begin to understand that. It is powerful. It has been brought back again to this civilization. It was here in those times of Lemuria and even parts of Atlantis, and then it was gone. It was taken away. But it is returned now. and it is returned to each and every one of you, because each and every one of you has that spark, that ember within you, and you only need to flame it up whenever you need to. Whenever you need to burn away the old programming that is within your chakra centers, as we have been working on you each and every Sunday here for some time now, working on this group to be able to purge out that programming, to replace it with the new programming that your higher self is bringing to you. That is what you are moving toward. So be of good cheer, my friends, my brothers and sisters, for everything is moving along exactly as it needs to. You just need to understand and keep moving along yourself. Just trust. Trust in the plan. You have heard many times, yeah. Trust in the plan. And the plan is unmovable. It cannot be changed by those of the forces of darkness. They have no control over this plan. They have their own plan. But the plan, the Creator's plan, is so much more powerful. The plan of the light is so much more powerful. And it will and is completely overcoming the plan of the darkness. The light is totally illuminating the darkness, even now as we speak. Even now, even though the darkness appears all around you, and you look at this election, and you look at the process that is happening now, and you begin to shudder when you think of the socialism that can come to this country, that can lead even further into communism and all of these things. You're all aware of this now. But understand that that is not going to happen. It cannot happen, because the founding fathers fought for freedom, and you yourselves are also fighting for freedom. Trust, trust, trust. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now and wish that all of you have a wonderful and a glorious and a happy new year, for it can be the most miraculous year you all can remember.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Om Mani Padme Hum 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 Mani Padme Hum Hum Hum. Greetings to you once again. Here we are again. Here we are. And we have one sniveling over here on the right, and we have another sniveling over here on the left. And it is so wonderful to hear your expression. Enough of your sniveling though, Cynthia. What are you doing?
It's joy.
Yes, we know. We are joking with you. We can joke with you, especially because we are so close with you. You have been so much a part of our expression, and we so love you. And we love all of you, believe it or not. We know all of you, every single one of you. We know you. We are aware of you. We have been working with you. And if not directly, we with you, we are working with your higher selves. And your higher selves are working with you. And that is how it happens. So just know that you are in the process right now. And this is going to be, as Saint Germain just said, a wonderful and miraculous new year. If you allow it. If you plan for it. If you intend it. That is how it works. Please understand, you have the power. Every one of you have the power. Say it now. I have the power. Say it. Better yet, say, I am the power.
I am
the power.
I am God.
Yes, I am God. Yes, there you go. Yes. I am the Creator. You are the Creator. You are the Creator of your being.
Yes.
Every one of you. So yes, trust in that. Be that.
Yes.
It is so important now as you continue to move ahead into this next year, where you are going to see some things happening that are going to... astonish astonish, we will say, astonish so many people across this planet, first in this country especially, and then spreading out. They're going to be astonished by the truths that are going to be revealed or are intended to be revealed. We cannot say directly as to exactly what is going to be or when it is going to be, but we can tell you that the truths are coming out, and they are going to be very explosive. We understand one has just said here, one of your leaders has just said, get ready for some explosive material coming out. No, he used the term blow up, did he not? Things are going to blow up in this next week. Well, they are. There are things that are coming that are going to blow this entire programming that the deep state has out of the water here. But that is all because of you. That is what you have to understand. It is because of the ones that gather in your rallies and the ones who meet in these groups as you have here and do their meditations and do their chanting and do all, like we say, do all these rallies and come together in camaraderie and togetherness, not separateness, togetherness. Enough of this 6-foot distance nonsense.
No.
Please, do not succumb to that. Yes, we know when you are in your stores and things, they have those silly little circles drawn in the floor. And you're supposed to stand on these circles.
My God.
How many of you do that?
No.
Really now, how many of you do that?
None.
We know you don't do that. We know this. James looks at the circle and then that says, I'm not paying attention to that. And he walks right up behind the person.
That's right.
You see, that is what you need to do. And your mask, oh my goodness. Why don't they just put your hands over your face? You can do that. Why don't you walk into the store next time and put your hands in front of your face? Well, I'm covered.
Yeah.
I'm masked.
I know.
They'll probably say, okay, I guess you're okay. You're covered. Yeah.
You're so silly.
Did you see how silly this is?
Yes.
This is incredibly silly. But it is very serious from their point of view, from the deep state, from the forces of darkness. It is very serious from their point of view because they know about this programming. They know what they are doing. They're programming you to believe that you need to shut up. That is what they want. Look at how they have created all this censorship on your media stations.
Oh, my God.
They want you to shut up. They don't want anyone talking against the controllers, you see?
Take everything down.
Yes. They want you to be in control. They want to they want to control you.
Right.
But do not let them do that. You must fight against that. And do whatever you have to do without causing any harm. That is always the rule. That is the universal rule. Cause no harm. Cause no harm. Do what you can to assist yourself, assist others, but never attempt to hurt anyone else. Just be yourself. And if you be yourself and be that loving self that you all are, that you all have that within you, then everyone will know that. They will recognize it within you. Also, when you walk into these stores, if you walk in with the intention of you are in the right and this is the way it needs to be and you know who you are and the being that you are, please stop touching this one here. When you know that you are able to be confident in that respect and have the intention that no one is going to mess with you, then they won't. You see, that is what you need to do. That, again, that is believing is seeing. And if you go in with that intention and that knowing, you will be able to be invisible. You understand this,
yes.
What we say here? Invisible.
Yes.
You will walk into these stores and no one will bother you. No one will say anything because they will not even see you. They will not see you because you are at a higher vibration. You are vibrating at a higher frequency into fourth and sometimes even into fifth dimension. Try that sometime. Try doing a wonderful meditation where you are so high up in vibration and then walk into one of these stores. And no one will even look twice at you unless they are operating at the same vibration as you. You see, that is how this works. That is the separating of the wheat from the chaff in your Bible. Yeah. That is what this is all about. So know this as you continue to walk through this next year here and walk in freedom, walk in your own personal sovereignty, because you are sovereign beings. No one can control you. No one can tell you what to do if you do not allow them to do so.
Yeah.
Now, you know what we need to do now?
What? Sing.
Yes!
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
Yes, we need to sing. James is saying it. Hell no! No singing. No singing allowed. But yes, we are going to sing, are we not?
Yes.
Who's going to sing with me?
Me.
Can we hear some more me's?
We will.
Me.
Everyone.
Or what is it?
Mine.
That was a joke that maybe you did not understand.
I'm sorry I touched you.
Anyway, are you ready?
Yeah.
What would you like to sing?
What? The Beatles? Or? You choose. You choose? What the heck?
No, you choose.
You choose.
How about Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
I don't know that one. But
we joke here. Santa Claus is already come and gone now.
I love Mother Mary Came to Me, but we can sing anything you want.
Let It Be. That's
very
topic.
Good.
Okay.
We sent you that message, Joanna.
That's
or rather Shoshana, by way of we. So we sent it to Shoshana, and Shoshana gave it to you.
And me.
Would you start it, please?
I don't know all the words.
I find myself
in times of trouble, Mother Mary comforts me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be, 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 speaking words of wisdom, let it be. The next phrase?
I don't know it.
Well, that was quick.
I'm sorry. I'm touching you.
Well, stop touching them.
I know. My foot accidentally hit him. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
What is the celebration song?
Don't make me feel sorry. What is that?
The celebration.
Celebration. Come on, celebrate and have a good time. Celebration.
We don't know the words, but we're going to have a good time anyway.
Yeah.
We don't know the words to these songs.
Well, this is not going very well. We need a songstress here or a songster here.
What song do we know?
Imagine.
Auld Lang Syne.
Auld Lang Syne, we don't like that one.
Imagine all.
How does Auld Lang Syne go?
May old
acquaintance be forgot and never come to mind.
May old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind.
For wonderful.
You see,
it is not the words.
It's the feeling.
It is the feeling, yes.
Yeah.
It is the feeling. It is not the words. It's whether you know the words, you don't know the words. You can say anything or sing anything.
Yeah.
Just sing. Sing with your heart. Sing out.
Sing
a song.
Sing out
song. Yes. Don't worry if it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Just sing. Sing a song, just sing, sing a song. Yes, good. Okay, that's enough.
Isn't that the song, Auld Lang Syne, when Lemire was going down the continent. And
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Many people probably do not know that story.
No, but it's...
Your old Lang Syne was sang many thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago when the continent of Lemuria was sinking. And those that were the songsters, if you want to call them, they had their instruments and everything.
Right.
And they were singing songs as the continent was falling, as the people were falling as well. They were singing it right into the ocean.
To keep them
calm. Yes, to keep them calm.
That's wonderful.
Yes. Same thing was depicted in your Titanic.
Yes, the movie.
Same thing.
Yeah,
that's
wonderful.
Yes. Cynthia, we need you please to to stop moving. And also please do not speak so much here. It is creating a dissonance here. You understand this? We're not trying to be, it is just difficult to hold the focus here.
Not speaking.
Very good. You can speak, but you just can't speak every moment here,
minute. Well, it's like I know you and I want to talk to you.
Yeah, we know.
Maybe in a future date that will happen.
Yes. Okay. We like dates.
Okay.
Been so long since we've had a date, though,
I know. I'll be quiet.
Long, long time.
I'll be quiet.
Okay. So we are at the point now where we are going to, not questions just yet, that is coming, but we are going to speak a little bit more about what is coming here in this next year. Would you like to do that?
Yeah.
Would you like to look into your crystal ball? Okay, we want all of you to do this. We want all of you to imagine or visualize a crystal ball in front of you. All of you can do this. All of you on the phone, everybody. Visualize a crystal ball in front of you, and it is floating there in front of you, or it is in your hands, one or the other. And it is pure white. Nice crystal, beautiful crystal, and you are looking into it, and you are sending an intention. You are saying, show me the next year. Show me what is coming in 2000, in your 2021. Show me what is there, what is coming. And then what do you come up with here? What do you see? We let you do the predicting here, if you will. What is in your crystal ball? Now, trust is important here. Doubt will stop it. What shows up? Anyone on the phone also, you can speak as well here at this point if you wish.
More truth revealed, for sure.
What type of truth?
President Trump. Is God still be our president?
That is what you see?
Yes.
Very good. Very good.
The masks come off.
The masks come off. Good. What else?
Many people waking up. To a lot of the truth that that we in this room know, and a lot of the people who are asleep will start waking up because of all of the disclosures.
Very good. And how would you know that they are waking up?
Because they won't be so afraid anymore. They'll take off their mask. They'll be more like us.
Very good. Anyone else?
Like-minded people coming together in community.
Yes, like-minded people coming together. Yes, very much so. That is very important.
More people starting to question what they've been seeing and what they've been hearing because
yes.
of what's been going on for this whole year, and people getting tired of it, so they will begin to question what's been happening a little more, not just go along with what they've been seeing on mainstream media. I think they will start to put two and two together a little more.
Yes, very good.
I wonder why they bought so much toilet paper.
Yes. Anyone else?
I see the challenge, of either living free or living dominated and controlled is going to be in the hearts of every single human being on the planet. And because the challenge is being pressured into the heart, the awakening will begin to happen very rapidly because, like Ruby said, people will begin to examine what's going on, but they'll feel it in their hearts.
Yes. Very good. We take one or two more here. Anyone else?
People on the phone? Do you want us to sing again? We could do that.
You could be muted.
Yeah.
ET disclosure, perhaps.
Now that would be something, would it not?
Yeah.
But by the way, ET disclosure is already happening. It is in process now.
Yes.
For those that have eyes to
yes,
see.
Yes, for those that have eyes to see and ears
we
to
already,
hear.
We've already seen that part
yes.
happen.
And,
yes.
and of course, Nisara and Jisara.
You are seeing that?
Yes, with the going back to the gold, standard.
Very good, very good. Now, the reason we are having you do this, it goes to what was given earlier about the programming. Everything that you have seen within that crystal ball is now in programming. It was your thoughts, and those thoughts have gone out. And every time that you have those thoughts now, and we are asking you to continue to have that vision, more you can have the vision just like you had, not just the thought, but the vision to go with it now, it will help to crystallize the visions that you are having and bring it into reality. That is how this works. So create your reality, create your visions, make them happen. You have the power to do this, each and every one of you. And as more of you across the planet begin to do this, it will certainly bring about the changes that you are indeed visualizing now. Okay?
So be it.
All right.
Wonderful.
I see people softening their hearts.
Yes. Now, we would say here further that as you continue to move through, especially in the beginning part of this next year here, we're speaking in the next weeks here, in the, perhaps month, maybe two here, you are going to see some very special changes that are going to develop. Both in your political scene, of course, and also your social and economic scene as well. So that is not to say, again, you are not going to all of a sudden receive millions of dollars. That is not going to happen. Please? What you say?
Huh? Oh, there you go.
Do you think we heard someone say, why not? Why not are you going to receive millions of dollars? Well, think about this for a second. If you were all to receive millions of dollars, let's just say you all got millions, then you all have the same thing, right? So how is that going to change anything for your situation if you're right back in the same situation that you were? Because if you receive that, what do you think the wealthy or the what you call the elites are going to get? They're not going to get millions. They're going to get billions and trillions, you see? So you'll be right back where you are. So it cannot happen that way. But, and it cannot happen that way because it is just being given to you rather than you are working to bring it about, you see? And if it is given to you, then that is what the your socialist economy is attempting to do. That's what they want to do. That's what they want to bring to you. They want to make you dependent on the government. Do you want to be dependent on the government? No, none of you want to be dependent on the government. Yes, you can say, well, I'd like to get $1,000 or what is this stimulus check, $2,000? Yeah, I'd like to get that. Well, you definitely might get that, but that is much, much different than everyone all of a sudden receiving millions of dollars, you see. That cannot be in that respect. Now, what it is about, though, is balance, bringing balance to the situation, to your social and economic situation here, both in this country and again across the planet, all about balance. That is what your Nisara and Gesara, Gesara being global, that is what that is about, to bring balance. Not to make everyone all of a sudden wealthy, but to just bring balance to everyone so that there are not the what are considered the immensely rich and the depressingly poor, you see. Cannot have either of those, but balance. That is what you are working toward. That is your new golden age, balance. And of course, along the way, you will be given the understandings of the various technologies that have been held back from you. Many technologies of energy, free energy. Can you imagine what free energy would bring to you? Can you imagine what that would be like? Well, that is available. They have held it back. It is even in your various patents. If you look up those patents, you can see them. They have held these back. And that is free energy. Then there is your medical technology is going to increase by leaps and bounds. Possibly. Yeah. Most likely, in this next year, you are going to see tremendous medical technology increase here. That will be, many will consider that to be miraculous, because your medical profession must change. It must come down. It must be brought down. And in order to do that, your pharmaceutical companies have to be reined in many respects here, and their leaders need to be taken out of the situation, because they are part of those forces of darkness. These ones all need to be taken out of the situation, however that might be, whether they are indicted and arrested and taken off that way, or if they are simply lifted up into ships and taken off planet. That is also a possibility, but most likely not so much at this point now. Not until the revealing of your galactic brothers and sisters comes to this planet can that really happen here. But some have already been taken, and certainly those of the higher controllers, those of the reptilians and archons and those types, they have already been, many of them have been taken off planet already. They are gone. There are some still. If you look at your the one that known as Cobra, that speaks from the Pleiadian perspective, he speaks of this and is quite knowledgeable on these types of things, can give you much information about what is happening in the background here.
Tablet bombs.
We did not hear that.
Oh, I just said that the toplet bombs, you said that the toplet bombs are still around, some of them.
Yes, we do not want to go into that, though, but that is certainly from the Pleiadian perspective what this one is speaking of here, yes.
Thank you.
Wow. So exciting.
I won the healing light capsule.
I did not understand that.
He wants the healing light capsule.
A light capsule?
Healing light.
We would say light chambers, yes. Healing light chambers.
They
are coming. They are coming. But they will be preceded by what you are calling at this point now, anyway, what they're called, the med beds. They will not necessarily be called that when they are introduced, but they are coming and may very well be introduced fairly soon here.
Wow.
Great.
But we always need to caution you. Do not wait. Do not wait for these things to come. Live your lives right now in the moment. Do not wait for Nisara and Gasar. Do not wait for the med beds. Do what you need to do to take care of your bodies, to take care of your immune systems. Very, very important to care for your immune systems in these days now. That will take you through this entire first part of this next year here, as this so-called pandemic fades out. We need to close this part of this down. We will take questions, though. Shoshana, if Shoshana is ready, are you ready for questions, Shoshana? Can you be ready?
She's not here.
No?
She's not here.
Very good.
She might come through, but right now she's not here.
Very good. Then we will say, if you do have, anyone have questions here? We take direct questions.
I do have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, this is David in Houston. I've been having a longing for being offended, and sometimes I cry, and because I feel like I can do much better being offended and coming back than the way I am right now. Is the ascension the first wave of ascension beginning? Is it expected to begin maybe this year coming up, or is it going to be later down the road?
We would love to be able to say it is next week, or it is next month, or even in several months, but as you know, we cannot do that because the ascension is individual for each and every one of you. Yes, you are all being prepared for the first wave of ascension, but when that happens is based on the collective here as to when that can come about. And that will also follow the event or the solar flash, which will bring a great changeover at that point. And that will lead you directly in those moments to the next level, which will take you closer to your ascension. You are already in the ascension process. All of you are in the ascension process now. To actually move through the full ascension, though, will take still quite some effort on your part, as well as the shift in vibration that comes to this planet, which will be greatly assisted by the solar flash.
You wish to share.
Very good. Yes, Shoshana is here. Shoshana is in the house.
Yes.
Hey.
We wish to share with you, dear brother. May we share our perspective with you, dear brother?
Absolutely, sister.
Dear brother, you must understand that by voicing this part of you that you will do better, or you can do better once you have ascended is not the truth of your being and will hold you back. You cannot think this way and ascend. You must know who you are. You must recognize who you are, the truth of your being, who you are, and the influence that you have on each person that crosses your path. You have great influence, as all of you have great influence. So you must not have the thought that, oh, if I was ascended, I would be such a greater being, because you see, you cannot ascend and think those thoughts. Does this make sense to you, dear brother?
Yeah, but I didn't mean exactly that way. I meant sometimes, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people would probably feel this way as well, that there is always a rejection of anything good that I can do. And, you know, sometimes I feel rejected even by my own family for anything good that I do. And that kind of brings me a doubt whether I'm doing it right or wrong, or if I'm being appreciated or not. And it's very difficult to know one way or the other, because it does happen also sometimes on a day-to-day, you know, activities, day-to-day activities in you know, in life.
Dear brother, do you wish for us to speak the truth?
Yes.
We have the truth for you, dear brother. The truth of this is that you are judging yourself. In each moment that you try to evaluate whether you are doing things right or you doing things wrong, are people accepting you? Are they not accepting you? Do they like you? Do they not like you? These are all judgments, dear brother. But the worst judgment of all is judging yourself. Because by judging yourself, you are raising the judgment to judge others against yourself. And this is a circular thing, dear brother. You cannot judge yourself and expect to have joy in your life. You must learn to neutralize. You must learn in this moment to give up judgment. This is the last lesson for all of humanity before ascension can occur, is to give up judgment of all things and mostly of yourself, as judging yourself creates judgment of all things. Does this make sense to you, dear brother?
Yes, and I am aware of self-judgment as well, and I am working on it. And but yeah, it absolutely makes sense, and I have to do more work on that.
Dear brother, may we... Will you permit us to say one more thing?
Yes.
You do not have to work on this. You have to decide to do it. You have to decide in this moment to give up judgment of yourself. You are a godly being. You are a godly being. You are divinity walking. What more could you ask of yourself, dear brother? You see?
Yeah, I see.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions here?
I have one more question about the Aquarius age. Can I ask real quick?
Yes.
I just want to know, I'm trying to understand, I don't know if this has anything to do with astrology. I'm not good in astrology or not, but I'm trying to understand how long does it last, the age of Aquarius? I mean, are we talking about hundreds of years or thousands of years or just 1 year? I don't understand it.
Thousands of years.
Thousands
of years.
Awesome. Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, that's great.
Cool.
Would there be any other further questions?
I would have a question. My question is, I would like to kind of follow this gentleman. The age of Aquarius, as I understand it, is we will have peace, harmony, love, peace, harmony, and joy. And that's what we're working into. Is this true? And that when they said the lion would lay down with the lamb means that there will be just peace. Even a wild animal won't kill a little lamb. They'll have peace with them and probably not even eat meat. That will all change. And we did have the age of Pisces. And that followed, I think, the life of Jesus. And then we turn into the age of Aquarius. That it's called the millennium also, that the Bible says. And is this true? Because that is Aquarius. That is astrology, I'm saying.
We wish to share.
Yes, please do.
Dear sister, we wish to share. May we share with you?
You may.
Dear sister, this age that you speak of is summed up by this. It is the peace that passeth all understanding. Namaste.
Beautiful.
Very good. Cannot say anything better than that, dear Shoshana. That said it all.
Yes. That is what our world is changing into, little by little by little. And that's where we're at now, and it will become more where this whole earth is becoming the heaven on earth. And that's the way I understand it.
Dear sister, you already have heaven on earth if you believe it.
True.
It is already here.
True.
Has always been here. It is only man's consciousness and the allowing of the programming into the illusion that has changed this, that has made you think that you are separate from your creator. When you are not separate from your creator, you are a part of the creator. Always have been, always will be. You see?
Very good. Yes. I love that. Yes.
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 Would there be any other questions here?
I just thought of something. This is Yvette. Hello.
Yes.
Why do some people feel that creator is masculine, feminine, or embodied? We know it's energy, but sometimes people, when I speak to them, they're like, get uncomfortable when I say it's an energetic force, not embodied. Can you help me with that?
Because people tend to make an image of God or creator or whatever it is as themselves. They wish to give it some definition, because how can you understand an energy? How can you understand it, that a being can be, a great being can be energy, you see? So it is simply a part of the illusion that has been created here. And if as you move up, though, into the higher vibrations and higher consciousness, then you begin to understand, just as you did long ago, again, before you volunteered to come here, you begin to understand again that you are the creator, that you are that essence, that creative essence here. You see?
One, yes. Thank you.
Yes.
We wish to share.
Yes, please, Shoshana.
Yes, yes, thank you.
Dear sister, may we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, there have been 2,000 years of programming to create God as a father, to rule over you, to control you, so that you may obey, you see. So that is a program that is running rampant in the third dimension.
Yeah.
So people identify God, their Lord, and their Savior as a male because that has been programmed into them. Most that walk this planet in the third dimension, dimensional realm of Christianity have been programmed with that. And most that walk the planet in this realm of Christianity are in preschool. They cannot think for themselves. They are like small children. That is how it is, you see. So you must have compassion because those that know that the source of all things is a great energy that is imbued into the spirit of man and to all plants and animals and kingdoms and planets and galaxies, etc., are far beyond that. Namaste.
Namaste.
Beautiful.
Very good. That would
be it.
Any other further questions here? It is getting late here. We need to release channel here. It's been some time here now. Any further question before we release?
Just a comment. I love the divine walking. We're all divine walking. That's beautiful. Never heard of that, Shoshana. That's beautiful.
Namaste,
yes.
Dear goddess.
Yes, thank you.
Very good. Then we're going to release channel. Shoshana, before, do you have anything you wish to share?
We think that you have said it all.
And you have very eloquently said it all as well. Shanti, peace be with you. And before we go, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
New Year.
The
moment. Great love.
Cheers.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Your family. That was powerful.